There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, Jesus, that keeps us from living the life that you intended for us to live. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray, Almighty and merciful God. God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this day where we come to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, what a powerful, powerful song. Break every chain. Break every chain. Everything that keeps us from living a peaceful and joyous life. Break every chain that keeps us from being what you would have us to be. For it's in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning again. And I thank Reverend James for allowing me to preach this morning. The 8 o'clock service is reminded of a story that was told. The children's ministry director was going to have the children to come in to do an Easter presentation to the 8 o'clock worshipers. And the teacher said to the children, "Now remember what we talked about, that when we go into the sanctuary that we are what? Very quiet." And she asked the children, "Can anyone tell me why I asked you to do that?" And the little girl raised her hand. She said, "Yes, ma'am, so we won't wake anyone up." So just bear with me a few minutes and you will not have to go to sleep on me. Our sermon topic this morning, the approach for God's peace. And our scripture reading is found in 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse, verses 9 and 10. And it reads as follows. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the Lord of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. The approach for God's peace. This morning I asked you, each one of you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the importance of inner peace? How important is it that you experience or have inner peace? When the rat race has you running on empty, do you ever stop and say, "I would give anything for 15 minutes of peace"? Grandparents love their grandchildren, but when the 2-year-older comes over, grandparents look up and say, "Lord, just give me 5 minutes of peace." When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. won the Nobel Peace Prize Award, in his speech, he said, "Peace is more precious than diamonds or silver or gold." I believe that Dr. King was talking about world and inner peace. Jesus referenced inner peace in John, in the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." And then he says this, and he's talking to us this morning. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Here Jesus is talking about inner peace. Jesus wants us to be peaceful. Spiritual inner peace refers to a state of being mentally and spiritually at peace. Peace of mind, can be associated with being content. In other words, content in all situations, whatever we are going through. We can be at peace knowing that God is in control. Listen to 1 Peter in the 3rd chapter. It says, let him search for peace and seek it eagerly. Do not merely desire peaceful relationships with God, with your fellow men, and with yourself, but pursue peace. Pursue peace. In other words, we can't just pray for peace. We have to pursue peace in our lives. And as I go on, I will give you some biblical ways in which the Bible, which Jesus and God tells us that we are to pursue peace. This scripture encourages us to pursue peace. In other words, we have to work at being peaceful. We have to let go of some things and embrace those things that will allow us to be peaceful. We have to let go of some things. We have a lot of things in our life. Money, material things. But if we don't have peace, we're never going to truly enjoy our lives the way that God intended for us. For God is a God of peace and love. Being peaceful doesn't always mean getting our way. Some wives are not peaceful unless they get their way. But more importantly, there are some men who are not peaceful if they don't get their way. But the peace doesn't mean that having our way. It requires us to trust God even more with the people who God put in our lives. Remember, we are to seek peace. We must be willing to work toward living a peaceful life, which includes being more loving, experiencing joy, gaining self-control, enduring suffering, and forgiving others, and being gentle and patient. We pursue peace. These fruits that I just mentioned, the fruits of the Spirit, bring about peace in our lives. I remember what a lady said about losing her mother, who was shot by a terrorist. She said, I forgive him. And she said it was not for his sake, but for my sake, because I will not allow him to steal my joy and peace. So forgiveness sometimes is more important for us than the person who we are forgiving. Our sermon titled The Approach to God's Peace. What approaches should we take to experience God? Peace. To answer that question, we're going to look this morning at the prayer of Jabez. I personally do not consider Jabez's prayer as a prayer of greed. I believe that it was a prayer from a man seeking personal peace. Jabez was in pain and he was on a spiritual journey to pursue peace. And so he says to God, let your hand be with me and protect me that I may be free from this pain. Here is a man crying out in pain, praying for God to lead and to control his life. Jabez's approach to pursuing God's peace includes three steps. And I call them the three P's. The three P's to pursuing peace. One is prayer. Two is having a positive attitude, and three is patience. Those are the steps as we pursue peace. This short passage, verses 9 and 10 in 1 Chronicles, tells us a lot about Jabez. Verse 9 gives us a clue about his family life. As a child and teenager, it appears that he was carrying some family baggage. Sometimes our lack of peace isn't caused by something that we've done, but by others. There are some people who never experience godly peace because they can't let go of the past. Their pain, the pain of the past is too immense. Now, the scripture says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Could it be that his brothers lacked moral judgment? Could it be that they weren't as respectable as they should have been? Maybe they were the town rabble rousers. Maybe they drank too much. But scripture says that Jabez was more honorable. And maybe his brothers made fun of him because people saw him as Mr. Goody Two Shoes. Maybe, just maybe, he was looked down upon in the community because of his brothers' being dishonest. But in addition to his brother's lack of honesty, Jabez was given the name Jabez, which means what? Pain. During the Old Testament times, a kid name had a special meaning or attachment. Scripture says that his mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Now, it doesn't say the cause of the mother's pain. And we all know, and surely she knows, that having a baby, ladies, is what? Full of what? Pain. So just maybe she was referring to something else. Maybe she was talking about a different type of pain. Maybe his father died before he was born, and she was grieving the loss of his father. Maybe he was conceived before the wedding took place, which would have brought shame and pain upon the family. So here we meet a man who most likely grew up in an environment, according to society's standards, that was not the best. A writer once said this. He says, "Living in the past is the only prison that will prevent you from soaring into an abundant future." The past can fill us with current pain. We may not know the real reason for Jabez hurting, but what we do know is that he was in pain. It appeared that he was just sick and tired of the pain. So what does he do? What do you do when the pain is unbearable in your life? What do we do when there is no inner peace? The first approach of God's peace is prayer. Jabez goes to God in prayer. The first approach. If you're not able to sleep at night, you go to God in prayer and say, "Lord, I welcome an opportunity to have five hours of sleep. Order my steps. What's wrong?" So the first approach, Jabez goes to God in prayer. Maybe he said, "God, I have tried it my way. Now I'm going to ask you to take control." Sometimes our pain can be unbearable, and during those times we should look toward heaven and shout out, "God, have mercy on me," and what? Break every chain. Break every chain that keeps me from enjoying that godly peace that you gave me. So Jabez steps out on faith, believing that God is able to stop his pain. And he was looking for a miracle. Never, I encourage you, never ever forget that only God can perform miracles in our lives. Not a statue, not Buddha, but only God can perform miracles in our lives. As Christians, we have to come to terms with the fact that God is not human. God is a divine spirit. God is the creator of human. God is the creator of all things. God is Alpha and Omega, and only God can part a sea and allow his people to walk through. Only God can stop the flames. Only God can speak from a burning bush, called his servant. In Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3, God says to the Israelite, he says, when you pass through the waters, I, God, and when you go through the rivers, you shall not be overwhelmed. When you walk through fire, you should not be burned, and the flames should not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's what God says. God can open any door that has been shut. God can put out fires in our lives that even the firemen with their water hoses cannot put out. We must believe that when we pray, that God hears our prayers. We walk by faith, and that's the key. We walk by faith, not by sight, because God knows all things, and God can do all things. Then in Hebrews 11, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God, you must believe that God exists and that God rewards those who seek him. Sometimes, as human beings, most certainly I'm included in this number, sometimes we want the Lord to do things our way. We want it our way. We tell God how to answer our prayers. God, I want to work for the biggest computer company in the world. And I don't want to, now these are young college graduates, not us. And I don't want to start off at the bottom. I want to be hired as the CEO. And I know God just laughed at that. I know he laughed at a lot of our prayers in terms of what we want. God is smarter than we are. And he wants us to place our faith in his plan for our lives. I think I've told this story before, but remember the scientist who went to God one day and he said, God, we have figured out how to create human beings. We don't need you anymore. And God said, oh, I understand. Okay. Wow. That's powerful. Show me or tell me how that's done from a human's perspective. And the scientist kneels down to pick up dirt. And God says, no, 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 no. Get your own dirt. God is the creator. Life is like a roller coaster, sometimes up and sometimes down. But God is with us in our ups and our downs on the roller coaster. Romans 8 tells us, and when we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. Jesus knew what his mission was, and he accepted that. He was crucified so that we may have eternal life after this life and peace in this life. Eternal life after this life. But Jesus died where we can experience peace here on earth. He knew that the physical pain would be almost unbearable, that he would suffer. And his human side cried out to God, "If it's your will, God, let this bitter cup pass." How many times do we cry out, "Lord, not if it's your will." We say, "Let this bitter cup pass from us." It wasn't God's will that the bitter cup pass from Jesus. God had a bigger plan. Out of Jesus' pain and suffering came good. Humans were given a second chance. Sometimes in our pain, we are given what? A second chance. Out of our pain, we grow in our spiritual relationship with God. In our pain, we grow and become wiser and stronger. In our pain, marriages can be restored. When we ask God through faith to intervene, addictions can be overcome. Wayward children will come home because remember, God is all powerful. But sometimes we have to go through that pain to get where God wants us to be. I am a witness. Everything that I've wanted and God rejected, I can look back and say, "Thank you, Jesus." My professor in seminary said this. He said, "My heart was broken. I was dating this wonderful lady in college and I wanted to marry her. And when I proposed, she said, 'No way.'" He said he saw her 30 years later with his wife that God gave him. And say all he could do was look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, Jesus." The book of James say, "We have not because we ask not in faith. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Here is a man crying out." Then the second approach to God's peace is having a positive attitude. Even in Jabez's pain, he was optimistic about his future. Jabez cried out to God, "Oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory." He didn't give up. He knew that the storm would pass. He knew that there were better days ahead. "Enlarge my territory." He had an optimistic outlook because he said, "After you bless me, after you bless me," in other words, "after you take me and lead me where you want me to go, after you do that, then enlarge my territory." Is the glass half empty or half full in your life? What is your attitude? What is the attitude? Like Jabez, as long as we live on this earth, there will be tribulations, family conflicts, people killing each other, drugs destroying young people's lives, losing loved ones. And yes, sometimes our hearts will be broken. Harmony, peace and harmony in our homes will be interrupted because of the loss of a loved one. But Jesus said that we will find peace in the midst of our storm. John 16 said, "I have said these," Jesus says, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world," Jesus says, "you will have tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome the world." We too can overcome the world by putting our trust in God. And then the final approach of God's peace is patience. Scripture says, "And God granted his request." How long did it take for God to take away Jabez's pain? Scripture doesn't say. Maybe it was a week, a month, a year. But what we do know, according to Scripture, is that God granted his request. And Jabez waited. He waited for his blessing. We too must learn to wait on God's plan. We must learn to be still, pray, right attitude, and be patient. The first two lines of the Serenity Prayer tells us how to begin to claim Jesus' peace. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Sounds like this. God, grant me the patience to accept the things I cannot change and lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Are you there yet? Have you reached the land of peace? If not, what's holding you back? Jesus died so that all believers will have access to his peace. Have you come to understand that life is too short to hold grudges, too short to worry, too short to try and control other people's lives? Because when we do that, we rob ourselves of peace. And yes, life is too short to ignore God's creation and his beauty. I'm just amazed at the colors, the sky, the stars, all of God's. Only God has the power to do what we see in our universe. I have come to realize that when I really want something and don't get it, it was a blessing. Because if I wait long enough, God will bless me beyond expectations. I have a son, my oldest son, who reminded me this week that I should be patient and wait. I've been debating to get whether to get a refrigerator, a second refrigerator, to put in my garage. And I am frugal. And so I said, well, I'll look in the paper and I'll get one that someone wants to get rid of. And I'll pay $100 or $200 for it. And then I walked into fellowship hall the other day, and then there's a refrigerator standing there. And I said, oh, what are you going to do with this refrigerator? I'll take it. They said, no, no, no. We have plans for it. So I was telling my son, I said, I need a refrigerator. And I'm looking in the paper, and he said, Mama, you don't want to do that. He said, the refrigerator, you get it. There is no warranty. I said, let me handle this. And he said, let me look for a refrigerator for you. I said, well, go ahead. And we're having a family get together next month in September. And I said to him while we were talking, I said, don't forget to send me your $15, your fee, for our family get together. He said, oh, excuse me. He said, I was going to buy the refrigerator for you. I said, oh, I'm just kidding. You know how I love to kid around. I said, no, 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 I'll pay your $15. I was determined to get a used refrigerator, but God had something better in store for me. Let the church say amen. Amen. When things don't go your way, just be still and watch God. Amen. Now, as a mature Christian, I pray that God will enlarge my spiritual growth. I want my spiritual fruit to grow, to be enlarged. And yes, it takes time. Don't be hard on yourself if you take a step back. When growing in love and forgiveness and the other fruits of the Spirit, be patient. Be patient with yourself. Jabez prayed that God's hand might be with him. We too should pray that God's hand be with us to lead, to guide us, protect us, and to strengthen us, and to cover us with godly love. For God is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Sometimes God will take our hand, and he will allow us to make a U-turn. Like he did with the refrigerator. I said, no, don't pay the $15. I'll pay that. He allowed me to make a U-turn. To journey. I asked again, are you there yet? Are you there? Have you come to understand that life is too short to hold the grudges? Too short to worry? Too short to try and control other people? Including adult children. We have no right to try and control anybody's life but our life. God gives each one of us free will. And we have to respect the free will of others. And sometimes the outcome is not so good because of our free will. So the journey to finding God's peace. Getting ready to close. So don't go to sleep on me. The journey to finding God's peace. I encourage you to follow the yellow brick road step by step. Here, some bricks I'm going to lay out for you. Number one, life is too short. Enjoy it. Make peace with your past so it won't screw up the present. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. Whatever doesn't kill you really does make you strong. It's never too late to be happy, but it's up to you and no one else. No one is in charge of your happiness but you. What other people think of you is none of your business. However good or bad a situation is, it will change. All that matters in the end is that you loved and you were loved. Time heals almost everything. Be patient. Give it time. God loves you because of who God is, not because of anything that you did or I did or didn't do. So I leave you with this question. Are you there yet? Are you there? The land of peace? Pray. Positive attitude. And be patient will help you get there. Amen. Amen.